Federal employees overall have plenty to gripe about this year, and that was reflected in the Office of Personnel Management's annual survey of federal employees. It showed satisfaction on the job down 4% on average compared to last year. But we're going to meet an agency that bucked that trend. The U.S. Trade and Development Agency outperformed other small agencies in the survey, and we're going to find out why from Director Leocadia Zack. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So we know that you are a small agency, just about 50 people. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do there.
Well, it's a fantastic agency with a terrific mission. What we do is we help to link U.S. businesses to infrastructure development opportunities in emerging markets. So we focus on energy, transportation, and telecommunications.
And so you have done really well in that survey. People seem to like to work there. Is it a function of the agency's smallness? Is it a function of the mission? Or what do you attribute all that great feeling to?
Well, I would say yes and yes. One of the things is we do have an outstanding mission, and we have a terrific group of people who are focused on that mission. And I think that's a really important part about why people come to work every day, is the focus with respect to what it is they can accomplish. Also, our size is incredibly helpful. It allows us to be nimble and people to be able to work very closely together to be able to implement that mission.
So give us a sense of how that nimbleness has come into action this year, because I'm sure you're not immune to the woes of, you know, the rest of the federal government is facing with sequestration and impending budget cuts. How have you stayed nimble in spite of that?
Well, I think that's a very important thing, and I think one of the things that has really mattered is that the agency as a whole has been able to work together to be able to strategize on what our priorities are. And that's one of the things we do every year is we have a strategy session to do our planning, to focus where we're going to prioritize with respect to countries, with respect to sectors. And as a result, everyone has buy-in and is focused on the same mission and feel like they're working together. And so they're able to be able to accomplish their mission. And this includes everyone, not only our program staff, but our attorneys, our finance staff, our acquisitions management staff. So everyone is committed to the same thing.
So if I have this right, you help companies in the United States connect with development opportunities, business opportunities overseas in the area of infrastructure.
That's correct, and we do that in a couple of ways. We do provide grant assistance for project planning with respect to those projects abroad, and we also host delegations coming to the United States to introduce them to U.S. businesses on reverse trade missions, which we tailor to each one of those opportunities.
So what I was getting at is when one of your constituents wins one, that must reflect well on the agency, so there's kind of good feeling between the constituents, the companies, and the agency.
It does create good feeling here, and I think that is one of the important aspects, is that people really do share what it is that we've accomplished. The agency is very proud about the fact that for every dollar we program, we see $73 in U.S. exports, and that's a significant rise over the past 4 years. And when people come back from either a trip or they come back with a success, they share that with the rest of the agency. And as a matter of fact, part of the survey showed that 100% of our employees feel that we have succeeded in our mission.
And what has this year been like for you in terms of past years when you're talking about how many companies you're able to help or how well you've been able to help them? Was it a successful year?
It clearly was a successful year. Our basically being able to achieve for every dollar, $73 in exports is successful. But I will say there's, you know, people believe that there's much more that can be done as well. But clearly with respect to, you know, some of the restrictions with respect to sort of funding opportunities, that's been difficult. But one of the things the agency does is that it leverages. So as a result, it's gone out and worked with international organizations such as the World Bank or the IFC or leveraged the private sector. So people have been incredibly creative and innovative in finding new ways to be able to deliver on our mission.
We're speaking with Leocadia Zack. She's the director of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. And how tied in is the agency with Treasury, with the Ex-Im Bank, with some of the other components, overseas funding that also impinge on this kind of general export type of mission?
Well, I think that's one of the things that's really terrific. When we work together, we form Team USA, and USTDA works very closely with Treasury, as you indicated, the Commerce Department, State Department, Ex-Im Bank, the Overseas Private Investment Corporation. So we work as one unit, and I think that's something else that is incredibly valuable with respect to being able to deliver on our mission.
And tell us a little bit about your workforce. Again, thinking about this employee viewpoint survey, who are they? What sort of backgrounds do they have? And how long do they actually tend to stay with the agency?
Well, we have an absolutely terrific workforce. They're highly skilled, dedicated, and extremely diverse. And the backgrounds really vary. Many of the people who work here have advanced degrees in law, international relations. People come from international organizations, the private sector, as well as government. People have language skills that are incredibly impressive. So it's extremely diverse. And we have people who've been here for a number of years, who are incredible counselors, bring a lot of expertise. We also have people who come right out of graduate school and stay for a couple years and then may go on to the private sector. So I think it's part of the what makes it so dynamic here is the fact that we have a real diverse workforce that comes together to serve the mission.
And do you think that these high happiness scores, or call them what you will, is a matter of happenstance because these are the right people and the right mission? Or is this something that you, as the agency director and perhaps your HR team, you've actually thought about and built so that it is constructed in a way that you envisioned?
Well, I do think that we are extremely fortunate to have an outstanding group of people. And I would say this is something that we all built together. As I mentioned, you know, we have strategic planning. We actually have brainstorming sessions that include the entire agency saying, how can we serve our clients better? So I would really say that it's the agency as a whole that has been able to accomplish this.
Now, I guess it helps when the leadership is distinguished, and I'm just looking over some items here. You have been named the 2013 Smart Grid Pioneer, one of a few that are named each year. Tell us about that, because it seems to reflect on the mission of helping smart grid development around the world also.
Well, again, I think that's part of the extraordinary work of the agency, and I have just been able to carry that voice forward. But the agency has been involved, as I mentioned, focusing on energy throughout the world, and one of the important areas is conserving energy, even before you're able to generate new energy. So that's one of the areas of focus for the agency, and I've been able to carry the voice for the agency. But it's their good work that I'm talking about.
And on the companies that you help connect with projects overseas, does it run the range from small to large? I mean, there's some really big construction and infrastructure companies in the United States that probably can hold their own. But I guess there's probably some small ones that need more help.
You're absolutely right. And I think, again, that's the terrific part about it, is that many of the companies that we work with are small businesses that have their first connection with working abroad and exporting by working with our agency. So that is some of the most rewarding work that we do, is to see those companies able to take their products abroad, as well as some of the medium and large-sized companies. But what we really do focus on and have the ability to see is a win-win situation, especially with some of the small or medium-sized companies.
And as we go into the next year, where it doesn't really seem like the overall budget picture is going to be any better than it is now, it might be worse, do you think that you can keep up employee satisfaction in the coming year, and what will you do to make sure that it stays high?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I think, again, the agency has been really terrific at finding partner opportunities to be able to stretch and to be able to catalyze what it is that we're doing. So, again, we've recently had the opportunity to look to see what other areas that we can focus on, how we can be innovative, and how we can work together for that mission. So I certainly hope so, but I really do have to thank everybody at our agency for what it is that they've done to be able to make the agency a success.
And tell us what those areas are that you want to focus on.
Well, one of the things that we've been focusing on is how we can help level the playing field for U.S. businesses, in part through procurement practices abroad. So we're partnering with George Washington University Law School on a procurement project, so again, leveraging the U.S. government and the private sector. And we're also sort of focusing on other opportunities. You mentioned smart grid. So these are areas that we look to expand, but also to do it in a way that partners and leverages what the U.S. government can bring to a project.
And having worked in the private sector, especially in the area of international law before you joined the agency, what lessons can the private sector learn from public management and vice versa?
I think that's a terrific question. And I do think that there are opportunities to learn from one another. I do think that the ability to stay nimble, the ability to be able to engage your staff, and to be able to listen to them and learn from them, but also to be able to listen to your clients. And I think those are things that are shared both by the private sector and as well as the public sector.
And so as we approach we're actually in 2014, nobody's got a budget yet, but let's presume everything is going to come through for 2014. What are the top priorities of the agency in the next 10, 12 months?
Well, one of the things is focusing on one of the president's priorities, which is Power Africa. And the agency has been involved in Africa for a very long time, but that clearly is a top priority of the administration that we're closely involved in. Also focusing on Asia as well, and being able to most importantly, serve our clients, our private sector clients, as well as our clients abroad, to be able to achieve jobs in the United States, as well as opportunities abroad.
All right. Leocadia Zak is the director of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.